Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, I got a few. First, this guy's name is Gene Oliver. He's 33 years old, and he is, of course, from Florida. However, he is right now, or at least recently, in Manhattan, New York. He got up on the top of a high-rise he doesn't actually live in, with furniture, which is a question that I continue to ask, and started just throwing it off the high-rise that he was on top of. He has been charged with burglary, reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, criminal trespass. There's now audio that's gone viral of neighbors living in this high-rise watching this happen and being very confused as to why the landlord or someone isn't doing things quicker. I can't believe that there's not more bad words or any bad words in this audio.
How can the building take this long?
I don't know. I'm on citizen right now. Hopefully.
He's giving you the bird.
I don't know why I found that funny, but on top of the throwing of the stuff off of the high-rise, he also is just flipping people off. Because it's not enough to be Florida Man breaking into a high rise with a couch, climbing up, and then chucking it off the top of said building. You also got to make sure everybody knows how you feel about him. All right, that's one Florida Man story. There are more. And this actually includes a Florida woman. A man and a woman were accused of stealing an AC unit or several AC units from people's homes. They are William, who's 48, and Stormy, not Daniels, who is 43. Stormy Hernandez is her name. Their mugshots definitely make them look like grumpy people. But here's the problem with their plan. Their getaway vehicle was bicycles. So they had AC units that they were trying to hold. And if you've ever tried to hold a large item while riding a bicycle, you know this is challenging. Even if you can do the no hands move on the bike, which I can do, you got to get up to speed first. And you got to usually use the hands at some point. And air conditioners are not small appliances. So they had a failed plan to begin with. They wound up being caught. They'll be charged with grand theft and burglary as well. Next time, not that I'm trying to help people commit crimes better, but I would think that you at least bring maybe a wagon or something that you tie to the bicycle along with you so you can at least drag it. Like a kid who runs away from home has a better plan sometimes with how to bring his stuff with him than these two had when they were stealing these geniuses, when they were stealing the AC units. That is a Florida man and a Florida woman. I have more. A Florida man was arrested after hitting his roommate with a rock, shooting him in the nose with a pellet gun. I'm not sure exactly what started the fight. 32-year-old Daniel Reese is the guy who got arrested earlier this week. The victim was 56 years old and his roommate. He arrived home, Reese did, intoxicated and in a mood to argue, according to some of the things said to the police. He then, as I said, threw stuff, got a pellet gun out. At least it's not an actual gun that's going to do more harm and did what he did. So this is crazy. This is insane. If I was the roommate, I would have had my real gun by my side. And I would have been like, hey, man, don't take any steps closer to me. This ends badly for you. But that is absolutely one more Florida man doing Florida man stuff. All right. Let's fire off one last one. This Florida guy was accused of running an illegal animal fighting ring. A cockfighting ring in his house. Investigators began calling people began calling 911 and investigation started because the guy had 30 to 50 friends over. And then he had a bunch of chickens that were in his backyard. And then sometimes neighbors would notice that some of these chickens would wind up outside and dead. And they were like, well, that's probably not normal. And the 50 guys coming over didn't always seem like they knew each other all that well. Detectives did not take long to investigate this case. They found at least 48 counts of animal cruelty, 74 counts of animal fighting and baiting. They set a bond at $2,500 each for 122 charges. This guy was put in jail in Orlando, Florida, and his bail amount is $305,000 because the amount of crazy things going on. When you got 30 to 50 people over in any scenario, it usually doesn't end well for you. I actually very much remember in college, living in Chicago, in Wrigleyville, near the Cubs. This was 20 years ago, not as dangerous as it is now. And my roommate loved to throw social media parties, put them up on Facebook, see how many people show up. And sometimes it was horrible. Sometimes it was awful. And anytime you cram a large amount of people into a small space, you're getting the attention of the entire neighborhood. I don't know why anyone doesn't seem to know that, This guy didn't seem to think his plan would ever be blown up or hacked, but they were very easily caught in the horrible things they're doing. Nothing ever that crazy happened at the parties my roommate would throw in our house, by the way. The worst thing I ever remember is drunk people being asleep in my front yard when I would get up for work the next day, if I had to work on, say, a weekend or something. And that was really weird because you just kind of like kick people by the foot and be like, hey, man, you probably shouldn't be here. You should probably be anywhere else. They're like, oh, dude, sorry. And then they go. There's no smooth way to wake up in someone else's front yard. I don't think I ever met a single dude who made that seem like he had made some good decisions the night before. But then again, I guess I should self-reflect. We were the ones throwing the party that included these idiots. So maybe that's partly on us. Although I was never the one putting it out on the social media for all the people to show up. And I imagine now that'd be an even worse decision than it was back when Facebook was relatively new.
I agree with Annie Oakley, who said, quote, I would like to see every woman know how to handle guns as naturally as they know how to handle babies. Now, I myself regularly conceal carry a 9mm. Now, that said, not every woman is like me, has had the hours of training that I've had, or feels comfortable around firearms due to years of use, or maybe they're by a gun-free zone. I'd like to change that, what I can, while encouraging self-defense at the same time. So this is where Byrna comes in. It's kind of like a starter weapon. They make a non-firearm firearm. I like the idea of incredible force sending chemical irritants towards a threat as an additional option for women. And the Byrna SD model shoots chemical irritant projectiles, 68 caliber rounds that can deter threats in their tracks up to 50 feet away. I mean, it hits hard. Easy target acquisition, zero recoil. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks, no permits required. It's shipped directly to your door. Gun-free isn't applicable to Byrna. It's great for wherever guns are banned. Visit Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Dana.
This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. The disappointment of this dad is off the charts. And I guess this actually happened on Father's Day at Father's Day dinner, which makes it even worse. A brother put this up on social media. His sister, the daughter of the guy who seems so heartbroken, is asking a very, very dumb question. And I thought about telling you what it was, but it's revealed toward the tail end of this audio. And I think it's better that way because you hear all the sadness and then eventually the dad repeats what it is that's cutting him so very, very deep. Here we go.
Oh, World War II.
What went wrong?
You guys,
what did they do? I'm just asking a simple question.
I know. Do you still love me?
No.
Chris, you very famously.
Honey, do you know who Hitler is?
Can I skip this question? Can you explain history to me, please?
Not right now.
On Father's Day, I know it's your favorite pastime.
Look, this right here really cut me deep.
Yep.
Did I have to explain that Hitler is dead?
Yep, that's something he had to do. His daughter asked him if Hitler was dead or alive. And then he said, honey, do you know who Hitler is? And she tried to skip the question. That's a real thing that happened, a real thing that went viral all over social media. I love the sadness in this guy's voice because I would feel it if this was my kid. And they open the door and they're sitting down at the table with me for a nice family Father's Day dinner. And somehow it comes up that they're not aware if the leader of the Nazis is dead or alive, if he did or didn't kill himself as we were closing in on him many, many years ago, something that almost anyone who knows anything about history should probably know. Here we go.
Oh, World War II.
What went wrong? You guys, what did they do? I'm just asking a simple question.
It's a bad question.
Do you still love me?
No.
That's probably my favorite part. I know. Do you still love me? No, I do not.
Honey, do you know who Hitler is?
No, she doesn't.
Can I skip this question? Can you explain history to me, please?
Not right now.
On Father's Day, I know it's your favorite pastime.
Look, this right here really cut me deep.
It should have.
Did I have to explain that Hitler is dead?
To be honest, he sounds a little bit like Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh, and he deserves to because his daughter is not aware if Hitler is alive or dead. I'm not going to get sick of that audio. I don't think I'm ever going to get sick of that. School systems need to be changed. I don't know how, but we need to fix that. This is interesting. 580,000 glass coffee mugs have been recalled This is about, you know, 50 or so that have caused injuries and a whole bunch of other ones that they think will cause injuries. This is because the coffee mugs can't hold hot liquid. That seems to be a flaw in the coffee mug itself. If you don't have the right ingredients in the thing so that it doesn't fall apart, shatter into just pieces of shards of glass. If you put anything hotter than, say, lukewarm into this, but they are recalling the Joy Jolt Delcan single wall glass coffee mugs. I guess the fact that they're glass, too, might have been a inherent demonstration of potential risk, but not for a lot of people. As I said, 50 people have actually been injured by said coffee mugs. And so apparently because of that, they're now finally deciding, you know what, go ahead, give those back to us. We'll try again later. Another thing, just quickly, that I saw out there before we take a break. America is number one in taking the fewest vacation days. Americans are given, on average, about 12 vacation days a year by their employers, and only about 53% of us, 47% of us actually take those days. 53% don't take all of them. You probably don't take your sick days either. You show up at work sick, you give up a few vacation days, and the employer tells you they care, and not a whole lot of employers care as much as they should. So take them. Take your days. Two-thirds of us feel like we don't step away enough when we're asked the question, are you taking enough vacation? But then we're leaving vacation on the table. I guess the only good thing about it, and this is odd, but I'll just put it out there, is that if you do get canned from a job or if you quit a job, you get all those vacation days as pay. They still get given to you in one lump sum at the end of all this. So I guess that's the caveat to if you're saving them up for a rainy day. It's a weird version with absolutely no other financial benefit to you other than you wait to get that money till later. To wait until you're canned or you quit, to take that vacation and put it in the paycheck. All right. And also, and this is crazy, and I'll talk about this probably a little bit more later, some Americans would like to visit the dentist at 2 a.m. No, not because of an emergency, just because they think at that time of the day, it'd be the least disruptive to them in their workday or their schedule. I just said we don't take enough vacation days. I don't want to start doing my dentist appointments at 2 a.m., but some people want this, and some dentists are thinking about being 24/7.
Keltec is a great company. 300 awesome Americans work here. George Kellgren immigrated the right way, came in from Sweden, went to Cocoa, Florida, and created an awesome boomstick company founded in 1991. And it's an innovative Florida-based creator of pistols, rifles, shotguns, as well as all kinds of accessories and gear. And they've continued the mission of game-changing innovation and performance with their Sub 2K Gen 3. It's light, it's foldable, it's effective, and you don't have to detach your favorite mags or your favorite optics also. You just fold the whole thing in half, and it also just as quickly and easily deploys. I actually just remembered I got some stuff in from Keltec that I just literally this weekend that I need to unpack and go take to the range. I need to go take my toys out. But they're all quality made right here in the US of A. Keltec Made in America, family-owned company, family-owned values. They employ veterans. They stand behind what we all believe in. And it's just another great American company that makes stuff that's useful to you and supports your natural rights. See all Keltec has to offer at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Follow them on social media so you can be in the know when stuff drops. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. First, and this is just a freebie for you now, apparently McDonald's has realized that we don't like expensive McDonald's. We like cheap McDonald's. So they not only have debuted a $5 meal deal, they're also giving out free fries on Friday, which is harder to say than it should be. But Free Fry Friday is a thing now. I don't know exactly how you're going to be able to acquire the fries outside of buying the $5 deal. I don't think you can just show up and be like, fry me, and they'll do that for you. But they're doing things that demonstrate that they absolutely understand. I think it's a minimum $1 purchase, actually, to get some free fries. They absolutely understand that the big draw of McDonald's for a very long time was not the quality of the product, but the price of it. Not that I'm a hater. I grew up on a Happy Meal, so I like myself some McDonald's. If you guys are interested in doing any kind of advertising, I'm your guy. But nonetheless, it's something that I think is important to mention, that they're finally understanding it at least a little bit. Probably not going to recover as much business as you not want, though, until all those prices go down. All right. Another thing out there that I thought was interesting, brand new research into the world of getting losing your hair, going bald as you get older. Researchers from the University of Manchester have discovered a biological mechanism that causes hair to thin. The team is hopeful that their discovery could lead to a cure for baldness in the future. The British team uncovered the link while testing a drug to see if it's effectively, if it could effectively boost hair follicles in the human scalp. Essentially, your hair is stressed. Not just you and your stress, but your hair itself feels like it's just not, you know, not in it today. They don't really want to do stuff. And so it slowly starts to fall out. They can help to restore calm down. It'd be awesome if you like your hair just had to smoke some pot or something. Not that I'm trying to advocate for that. I'm just saying if you chill out a little bit, apparently it helps you, and they might be able to help chill out the follicles and the cells in a way that might keep you some hair up top. I would like that very much as I get closer to 40 and hair is going missing. I do not like that at all. Another thing out there, I do think there was one mistake. That's what cost this lady her $500,000. So a gym owner tried to fake her own death. Her name is Karen. She's 42 years old. She had an insurance claim all set up, and she tried to go ahead and pretend that she, you know, wasn't here anymore. Now, here's the flaw in her plan. She has a business partner, but she didn't want to let the business partner in on the whole, I'm going to pretend to be dead and then try to make an insurance claim. So she tried to be her business partner. She tried to disguise herself as a different person and go pick up the insurance claim on her own death. And that is not going to work out a whole lot of the time. You can't show up yourself to your own funeral and still trick everybody, no matter how good of a mustache you're wearing or how good of a disguise you put on. I love the effort, though. You know, I love the old attempt. But they did see through the plan. They did figure out what the issue was. She did get in trouble for that. And they now know that she's not dead because she tried to make that claim herself. I think the only way you do that is if you're a twin. You know what I mean? The only way you got a shot is if you're an identical twin. And even then, you feel like you're leaving somebody out there who knows stuff they shouldn't know. And I'm not encouraging you to do anything about that. All right. A couple other quick ones for Quick Five. This was interesting to me. Both Gen Zers and Millennials are no longer just quiet quitting at their workplace, which means where you keep showing up, you keep taking a paycheck, but your job gets worse and worse. You do less and less. They're also now quiet quitting their friendships. They just stop talking to people. Or they talk to them as little as possible to make it seem like they're still friends when they're really not. They just slowly disappear. This might be because you don't like people. I have a simple piece of advice for anyone out there that's struggling with not liking someone, especially if they keep trying to ask you to hang out or, you know, want to be friends with you. Just tell them. It might sound mean, but actually I think it's nicer because they'll hate you for it, telling them that you don't like them. And that's good. Now you've helped them move on and not want to be friends with you anymore. You don't want to be friends with them anymore. Somebody somewhere is going to say you're a jerk, and who cares about that? That'll be totally fine. One last one I saw that I thought was interesting. A woman put up a diagram of rules that she called toilet cubicle etiquette. These are things that she thinks are correct and incorrect about how to use the restrooms in a public bathroom for the women's side of the equation. Men have made jokes about this on social media to give space in between one guy and another guy going number one in the same spot. Apparently, this is a very deep dive this lady did put up on social media, and people are ripping her apart for it because it's in closed spaces, ladies. All right, I got to take a break. A lot coming up in a bit. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show. This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins filling in. D Lash on Twitter or Dana Lash Radio on Twitter are two great ways, X, to follow her as well. I love a social media account called End Wokeness. That's all it's called. And it's yesterday, I think, shared a viral episode of a TV show that happened maybe over a year ago that was crazy woke. And now it's got another one. It's a scene from ABC's Station 19 where a young woman who is pregnant, going to have a child, decides to change her mind at the last second and ask her doctor what the sex of her child is going to be. It's a real thing, happened on real television out of California. I'll play it for you and we can react to it together.
Okay. Okay. I actually hate surprises.
Okay.
What am I having?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a boy! Yes!
Assuming that's how it identifies.
I'm so...
Okay, here's what I love about this one, and I know, I'm just laughing at it. It seems like they added that audio in there, assuming that's how it identifies, because they're like, uh-oh, our episode of this show is not woke enough anymore. We gotta force something else in that definitely doesn't sound natural, even a little bit at all. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a boy. Yes.
Assuming that's how it identifies.
I love that. We could just do that as like a, you know what it could be? It could be just in some people's headphones. You go to a movie, you get the unwoke version of the movie that a lot of us would really enjoy. And then if you can't handle it, we give you a set of headphones and it changes all the things said to woke stuff. That way you can enjoy the movie with whatever your rules are. And I don't have to actually sit through this crap as often as we have to sit through this crap right now. But that is hilarious. And that is one of yet another set of things that are being shared on social media by this account that is demonstrating how much we're being beaten over the head right now by things that we absolutely don't need to be beaten over the head about because, darn it, they think they're doing good. By the way, our president, who is holed up at Camp David, was in front of reporters for a very short amount of time, I think, today. And as he was walking, they asked him a question. They yelled at him, how's debate prep going? And he just looked at them and nodded. I'm not sure if that means good or bad. I imagine he's not hopped up on the amphetamines and whatnot else yet. So it's probably going to be better or who knows. To be totally honest, who knows? There's another thing out there that's going viral. And I know it's a Friday. I know we talk about a lot of political news on radio. A lot of people do it. But I'm tempted to do something else. Heidi Klum was on Hot Ones. And if you don't know what that is, it's a YouTube show that's gotten a lot of following, a significant following, because people eat hot wings and answer, quote unquote, hot questions in the world of media. But Heidi Klum is going viral because as she was eating her hot wings, she took her shirt off. She had another shirt on underneath, a tank top. But Heidi Klum is being praised on the internet for the way in which she responded to, you know, this situation. I have audio, and it's just the host of the show kind of reacting the way you might expect him to react. I don't even know if I should play this. I don't even know if I need to play this. But I do find it pretty funny that this has like 6 million views on Twitter, on X right now already. And millions of other people are reacting to just this little tiny snippet of this show and how this host seemed to be frazzled more by Klum without a, you know, shirt on over her tank top than anybody was by eating the hot wings. You know, I don't even need to play it. I think you get the gist of it, but it's just hilarious. Those are the moments in the internet that I like. A lot of times the internet does a lot of stuff that's just annoying now. There's a lot of people that go out there to scream and yell from what is essentially they think their rooftop, and it's really just their Twitter or whatever account it is. And those people, my favorite, usually are also ones that say they don't want to be on Twitter. Like, I hate being on this platform. But while I'm here, let me tell you 57 things that I think that you get wrong, no matter who you are, if you disagree with me. Then you see something like this, the Heidi Klum thing go viral. You're like, all right, things aren't so bad.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.